Good evening. Tonight the show begins in Ukraine. Conversation with George Friedman, How Do You End Wars? Called upon the example of the First War, Margaret Macmillan, a biographer and historian, has written of the First War. She is a descendant of Lloyd George. She's a Canadian. Written of the First War at the end, Versailles, the detail of the Versailles treaty making. It created the conditions for the second and far more catastrophic war of the 20th century. Ending wars, according to Clemenceau, Macmillan says, much more difficult than starting wars. The First War ended badly. The Second War ended with Yalta and Potsdam, also badly, dividing up the planet as if it had no voice as to whether it was going to be behind the Iron Curtain or not, still living with that catastrophe. Ending the Vietnam War, ending the war in Southeast Asia, ending the war in Afghanistan and Iraq, all difficult, challenging, seen as failures afterwards. Ending the war in Ukraine, how does it end? Does it end to rearm? Does it end to make peace? George Friedman recommends prosperity. That's what worked with Japan and Germany, rather than level them, as was the thought at the time, out of revenge. The idea was to create manufacturing hubs, which we today enjoy, Mercedes-Benz and Daimler-Benz and Toyota and other marvels of manufacturing of two enemy powers once upon a time. Also a conversation with Jeff McCausland of the CBS News, recalling that it's 40 years from the bombing of the Marine and French barracks in Beirut by Hezbollah, the same Hezbollah that arrays more than 150,000 rockets aimed at Israel right now and is ready to loose them, also in possession of anti-ship missiles from the Chinese. Extremely dangerous because they have a reach of 300 kilometers. And the eastern Mediterranean is filled with American warships now, two battle strike groups with their escorts. And then on to Hong Kong, a conversation with Gordon Chang and Mark Simon about what's happened to the once sparkling city. It is shrinking. People do not go there for commerce anymore. And they keep the Chinese mainland authorities keep imposing strict rules that discourage people to return. Jimmy Lai is the man who Mark Simon worked for many years at Apple Daily. He remains incarcerated without a trial on the mainland. His crime, freedom, you understand, they make it up. Oceania is a conversation with Cleo Pascal, Foundation for Defense of Democracies. Three sovereign states, the Marshalls, the Federated States of Micronesia, and Palau, line up in a way from east to west that gets you from Hawaii to the Philippines in the event of catastrophe at Taiwan. Each of them have their needs. They're seeking an extension of the Compact of Free Association that invites the U.S. to defend them. It's not been ratified or signed by Congress because Congress has not been functioning well. Japan, we talk with Gordon and I talk with Lance Gatling of Nexial Research. He's in Tokyo, and he describes the plans that the Japanese government are now drawing up to evacuate parts of the Okinawa island chain, those closest to Taiwan, those that bridge a gap where commercial traffic passes through and the Chinese would want to break out of the South China Sea in the event of conflict. So those islands are to be evacuated in the first hours of the war, according to the plan the Japanese are drawing up. Later on, a conversation with Antonia Colibașanu. She's in Bucharest about the major themes challenging the European Union, and they all crash together. There's war weariness in Ukraine. There's migration, which has been a problem for the societies ever since the Syrian civil war of the last 10 years, and is a bigger problem now with North Africans coming across in rickety boats to Italy and then dispersing through the EU. And now the question of the troublemakers, the jihadists, back again, riled up by the tragedy in the Middle East. Conversation with Bob Zimmerman about the Indian space program, which is nascent but ambitious, said to be put a man on the moon by 2040 or better. On to discussing the Argentina vote, the final vote is in November. The Venezuela vote, Maria Corina Machado, very popular, won the democratically engineered vote for a primary in Venezuela, a troubled state. Maduro has banned her from running. We'll see. This is a challenge between democracy and tyranny. Evan Ellis is back. He was in Chile, so he reports on Chile and the young President Boric, who's to meet with the President of the United States soon enough. The story in Amazon is grim. The drought is the 121-year low of the Amazon. But there was a joyful discovery. At the bottom of 121 years of drought, 50 feet down, 15 meters, a smooth rock face into the river, and on that rock face carved are faces 2,000 years old, according to the archaeologists. A time machine as the river dropped. Well, there's more to the show. I hope you enjoy all of it. Thank you very much for listening.